Integrity gives life meaning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Integrity gives life meaning. Oh, yes. How often we expect things from others and we don't expect it from ourselves. We expect other people to keep their appointments. We expect other people to be available to us, to follow whatever they say they're going to do. We expect other people to keep their promises, to keep their appointments with us, to keep their life in order, but we exempt ourselves from that very same thing because what we're doing is exceedingly important. Well, we create other people in our life doing things what they think are exceedingly important and sometimes contrary to what they had agreed to be with us on. Sometimes people agree to come and be in our presence and they don't come. And we think, well, that's very careless of them not to come when they make a promise to come. And of course, then we look at our own life. How many broken promises have we made? How many times have we not fulfilled whatever we said we were going to do, however small it may be? And how often have we done this with our children? How often have we done this with our spouses? How often have we done this with our friends or our parents? Because our parents, they understand, they'll forgive us. Well, how strange it is that we experience these things in our life. It's hard to realize and to take credit for the fact that whatever I see in my life is what I am. Whatever wonderful things I see in my life is what my thinking is. Whatever sad things I see in my life is what my thinking is. However I go about trying to make the world better by forcing other people to do things that I think are right, I find that I'm going against a brick wall because I'm trying to force them to do the very thing that I too am having difficulty in coming to terms with. You know, I look at the world, I've spoken about this often before, I look at the world and I see the ecology of the world and I see the atmosphere and I see all of the things of the world that need to be brought into right order. I see all of the conditions in the world, the forest going down and the environment just going to pot. I see all of these things and I think to myself, my goodness sakes, what can I do about this? And so I say, those countries shouldn't do that, and those people shouldn't do that, and they shouldn't have this problem. And why the big hurricane coming down into New Orleans and skipping Florida? Why that? How fascinating and how interesting and how terrible. And what brings that about? Well, unfortunately, it's our thought. It's our thought. Oftentimes we say to ourselves, well, hurricane, you can go anywhere you want, just go away from me. And we don't mean that. If we were to say, all of the universe is in balance, all of the elements are in balance, all the hurricanes are now in harmony with themselves and in perfect balance. You see, things don't need to be so severe that they upset the land below like the hurricane. Things don't need to be that tremendously upset. It can be a light and gentle breeze. It can be a substantial breeze bringing moisture that waters the ground and fertilizes and waters the trees and prepares all of the things so beautifully. You see, it doesn't have to be a dramatic, dynamic experience. It can all be in perfect order. Now, do you know how the weather should be? Do you know how the elements should be? Do you know how the environment should be? Do you know these things? Well, you do, but you haven't chosen to understand them. You haven't chosen to look into them. You haven't chosen to see what they're all about. Very few people have. And those who have, they look at it only from an academic point of view, an intellectual point of view. What makes a hurricane a hurricane? Well, now, that's great. That's really great. But what is really great is to have the integrity of our thought saying, I know how a hurricane should be, and it should not be strong, and it should be this, and it should be that. Or we have the integrity of our thought which says, I really haven't taken the time to understand a hurricane. I probably never will take the time because it doesn't interest me, even though I might be in the middle of it. But I do know that I've taken the time to understand my divinity. And my divinity says, all is in divine order, means that there is a divine order to things, of a balance, of a harmony, of a joy, of a goodness that I might not be able to interpret just first off, but when I have the integrity to stay with my thought of all is in divine order, then all is in divine order, and this gives life meaning. This gives life purpose. All is in divine order. When someone asks me to come and visit them, my first statement is, all is in divine order. Why make that statement? Why not just say yes, no? My first statement to myself is, all is in divine order. Because I'm not sure what things are going to be happening in my life at that moment. I'm not sure what things are going to be happening and taking me away from what I might like to do. So I just say, all is in divine order. And when I say, all is in divine order, I have no other responsibility than to let go and let the divine order manifest itself. But I have the responsibility of saying, all is in divine order. My integrity demands this. It demands that I say, all is in divine order. My integrity demands that I let go and let the divine order reveal itself. Now, someone says, can you go to the party tomorrow? And you say to yourself, all is in divine order. And you think for a moment, and then you say yes or no. Because the balance of all is in divine order now has taken over, and whatever is for you to do, even just to go to a party tomorrow, you say yes or no based upon all is in divine order. For your divine order knows that your mother is going to come into town unexpectedly tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and that the party begins at 5, and that you want to be available for your mom, and perhaps even take her to the party, or not. But when you say all is in divine order, you will give the right response. You say to them, thank you for your invitation to the party. I am not quite certain what is going to be happening tomorrow at 5, but if I may take the possibility of saying I'll try to be there, I'll do my best to be there, but I might have something that takes precedence, and I'll let you know if I do. If that is the way you want to play the game, fine. But you see, if you really say all is in divine order, you have no hesitation. The divine in you knows what's going on in your world. The divine in you knows what causes have been put in motion and what your mother is going to do, that she's going to come visit you. The divine in you knows this, and you respond without having knowledge of that, outward knowledge, but the inward knowledge, knowing all things, is there. And so you say yes or no based upon your inner conviction. And then your inner integrity is always given purpose and given meaning, and it gives your life meaning. Are you ready to take that responsibility of saying, I put all in divine order, and then I respond to life's requests, and my integrity is always intact because I'm always living a balanced life? Oh, we can see the environmental problems that come along, and we can become distressed by them for the conditions that they bring about. Or we can say all is in divine order and know that the divine order is now manifesting itself in the hurricane of that's going on down in New Orleans, the conditions that are going on there, and the high tides and the weather and all these other lovely things. And we say all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And we say all is peace. And all is back to normal now. And if you wish, the moment you hear of a condition that is going to happen, you just say, all is in divine order, and it does not have to happen. If I be lifted up as one being, all my world is lifted up unto me. If I be lifted up in my consciousness and I say, all is in divine order, you can be sure that all in my world is lifted up into that same wonderful consciousness, and all is in divine order. Oh, integrity, it's a wonderful thing, but it demands our instant response as we listen to the divine within guide us in whatever we do. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.